It looks like we're going to have an on-time start, and everybody's raring to go. The crowd of probably about, I'm going to guess, 250 people here in the Craig Auditorium. And looks like Kaylee's going to be jumping it up for the Glacier Bears, and Craig's yet to come out, but I'm going to assume Mary Bowling is going to be jumping it for the Craig Panthers. No, it's going to be Ashley
Hansen
that's ready to jump. And the ref, we've got, he throws the ball in the air. Kaylee easily gets it, throws it right to Tulsi, and Tulsi dribbles it promptly out of bounds. But it looks like it was off the knee of Aspen Hansen, and so it's going to be Glacier Bear ball underneath their own basket. So Janae takes the ball out underneath, looks for an open man. She's trying to get it in. She finally gets it in over the top to Kaylee, and Kaylee brings it in at the top of the key and shoots and misses everything, but right to Destiny. Destiny puts it up, misses, and Destiny goes over the back of Aspen Hansen on the rebound, and so it's going to be Craig basketball. First foul on Destiny, I believe. And yes, it was on Destiny. So the Craig Panthers have the ball. They give it to Alicia Barlow, brings it down the court and tries to throw it to Aspen Hansen and throws it too far ahead of her and throws it out of bounds. So Kaylee brings it down the court for the Glacier Bears. And it looks like it's going to be a rerun of last night. And the Craig Panthers are putting a lot of pressure on, and the ball was given to Tulsi, and Tulsi had a little bit too much pressure, and she traveled with the ball. And so the ball's been going back to the Craig Panthers, and Aspen's going to bring it into Alicia Barlow. So Alicia's got the ball at the top of three-point line, passes over to Aspen. Going to do the three-man weave here again, it looks like. Goes back over to Pia in the corner, back out to Ashley, or to
Aspen.
Well, over to Aspen, and it gets knocked out of bounds by the Glacier Bears, and so it looks like it's going to be Craig ball. Knocked it clear into the backcourt, so they're going to bring it back to the backcourt. Alicia Barlow's going to take the ball out of bounds, and she brings the ball into Aspen Hansen right at the top of three-point line. She passes it back over to Alicia, and Alicia's trying to penetrate, and she can't. She sends it back over to Aspen. Aspen wide open for a three-point shot, shoots it, rims out, misses, but Alicia gets the rebound and puts it back and up and in. So the first points of the game are by Alicia Barlow for the Craig Panthers, so scores 2-0. All right, Tulsi has the ball in the corner. She sends it over to Kaylee. Kaylee takes it over to Destiny. Perfect pass, perfect execution, and Destiny puts it in for two. So two to two here in the early goings of the game. We got two and a half. We're about a minute and a quarter into the game. Ball over to Pia, back up to Alicia. Alicia's staring down the crowd and just throws the ball back over to Pia. Pia brings the ball back up to Aspen at the top of the three-point line. Over to Pia. She's trying to get the ball inside, but they can't, and they're trying to be a little bit patient. And we've got those long arms of the Haynes Glacier Bears again, making it hard for them to get the ball inside. Aspen passes across court all the way to Alicia. Alicia shoots, misses, and Kaylee comes. Kaylee comes up with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Kaylee gets the ball back at the top of the key. She's trying to penetrate. She passes across court to Janae. And Janae's dribbling it around. Aspen grabs the ball, takes it out of her hand. She falls on top of it, and there's a loose ball. And we're going with jump ball, and it's going to be Craig basketball. So first jump ball of the night, so it's going to be Craig basketball underneath Haynes basket. So Alicia's bringing the ball down the court for the Craig Lady Panthers. She penetrates the whole key, passes right into Mary. Mary shoots long, misses. Rebound by Ashley. Ashley puts up, misses. There's loose ball. Janae comes out with the ball, and she's heading down the court. She slows it up and passes the ball to Kaylee, and Kaylee sends it over to Tulsi. Tulsi throws it off of the leg of Aspen Hansen, and it's going to be Haynes' ball underneath the Haynes basket. Janae's going to take the ball out for the Glacier Bears. She passes it into Destiny. Destiny gives it to Tulsi. Tulsi shoots and misses off the back iron. Ball is rebounded by Ashley Hansen. Ashley gives it to her sister, and she's heading down the court with it. They're pushing hard. The defense got back quick. They're doing the three-man weave at the top of the key. She pushes into Mary. Pia threw the ball into Mary, and Mary couldn't handle it. Too hard of a pass, or maybe a little off, and so it's going to be Haynes' ball. So Kaylee's bringing the ball down the court again for Haynes, and she passes it over to Jordan.
Janae,
and Janae travels as Aspen's gardener, and so it's going to be Craig basketball. waiting for a substitution. It looks like Autumn's coming in for the first time. It looks like she recovered from her injuries last night, and all is well. Now we've got Craig bringing the ball down the court, over to Aspen in the corner, back up to Alicia. Alicia's looking to get it inside. She gets it into Mary. Autumn's on her. She puts up a shot, and Autumn directed her shot the wrong direction, and so the rebound comes down to the Haynes Glacier Bears. Back over to Autumn. Autumn's at the top of the key with two people on her. She's trying to get rid of the ball. She finally gets rid of it and sends it over to Tulsi. Tulsi's got the ball on the right side. She passes it back to Kaylee, and she looks to shoot into Tulsi, and she shoots it off the side of the backboard, and it goes out of bounds, so it's going to be Craig ball. So Craig's bringing the ball up to the front court. Looking to set up the three-man weave again. We're going to have a shootout tonight. We're 4 minutes into the game, and the score is 2-2. So maybe a little lower scoring, at least so far at this point of the game. Three-man weave going there. We got great defense on the Haynes side, just trying to keep that ball out. They just got to go down and make up with offense and try to get some offensive scoring going. Great defense here, though. The ball's just three-man weave, and there, Aspen. Whistle. Timeout. We're going with the timeout for the Craig Panthers. Craig just couldn't get the ball in. Everything that they tried, we just got Haynes. They just put their arms in the air, and they almost don't even put them in the air. They just kind of spread them out as far as they can. And with the length of the Haynes Glacier Bears and them being that much taller than the Craig Panthers, it makes it really difficult for Craig to get inside on the opposition and on that side. So really good defense in the early going here. I think turnovers have been the thing that have been really hurting the Glacier Bears in the early going here of the game. They've got so many opportunities, and they've been inside so many different times, they just can't seem to get baskets or to convert on any of their plays. The one play that they did convert on, that Kayla got that great pass into Destiny, it worked out perfectly, and everything that they've done since then just seems to be a little off. So let's see if we can correct a couple of things here. It's going to be Craig ball again. And we'll see if Haynes can keep up that stalwart defense going on. So the ball comes into the Craig Panthers, and Pia brings the ball, tries to penetrate and can't get in, passes it back out to Aspen. Aspen's trying to move and penetrate. They just can't get themselves in there. The defense is just stellar. Aspen gets in there finally, but she gets stopped right in the center of the key. She better get out of the key. She got out of the key, but she threw it over the head of Mary. And was it tipped by a Glacier Bear? Yes, it was. And, excuse me, Alicia Barlow is going to be taking it out for the Craig Panthers underneath their own basket. So she's looking to get it in. She gets it into Mary. Mary puts up a shot, misses everything. Rebound still loose. Destiny comes up with the ball, throws it to Kaylee, and Kaylee's on her way. She throws it all the way down the court to Tulsi. Tulsi shoots, misses, and the rebound by the Craig Panthers. So now Aspen Hansen's bringing the ball down the court, looking to go, and she is. She's penetrated all the way in. She puts up a shot, and she's fouled, and she misses the shot. But she was fouled on the attempt, and so she'll be shooting two. It looked to me like the foul was on Tulsi, but Tulsi. But it's saying that's a third foul on her, and I can't remember the first two. So
me either.
Well, it looks like they are bringing her out of the game, though, so I don't know if the scorer's got it wrong or what, but there's only been two fouls committed by the Haynes Glacier Bears, but both of those shots were converted by Aspen Hansen, and so the Glacier Bears are bringing the ball down the court, and the score is 4-2. The Craig Panthers are ahead. Glacier Bears have the ball. Kaylee's trying to penetrate and drive. She gets it into Autumn. Autumn tries to power dribble and go back up. She goes down to her knees. She can't control it, but she gets it over to Destiny. Destiny out to Janae. Janae throws it to Brittany, and Brittany puts it up and misses. The rebound comes down Craig Panthers, but Autumn jumps in there and grabs for the loose ball, and she ties her up. So great hustle there by Autumn, and so the ball is going to go back to the Glacier Bears. So Brittany's taking the ball out for the Glacier Bears, and she's trying to get the ball in, and she finally gets it into Autumn. Autumn can't get a shot up, so she brings it around. She's looking to get in, but she just can't, and they call a travel on her as she's trying to penetrate. I'm not seeing a lot of movement on that pivot foot, but, you know, I'm not the ref, so I can only see what I can see. So needless to say, another turnover really hurts the Glacier Bears. So it's turnovers that have been getting them in the early going. So Alicia Barlow brings the ball down and passes it over to Pia at the top of the three-point line. She passes it back to Aspen. Aspen over to Alicia. She sends it in to Pia, and Pia puts up a quick shot. They finally penetrated that defense for the first time tonight. So now, and Kaylee's bringing the ball down the court, and as she brought the ball down the court, Destiny ran right into the back of her and just knocked the ball loose, but luckily it went off of Pia, and so it's going to remain Haynes basketball. So we're looking to bring the ball in. The ball comes into Kaylee. Kaylee tries to penetrate. She's pushing herself right to the top of the three-point line, throws the ball over to Michaela, and Michaela puts it into Destiny. Destiny puts the shot up and misses, but Autumn gets the rebound once again. But then again, it looks like Haley for the Craig Panthers tied her up, and it's going to be another jump ball, and it's going to be Craig's ball this time. Looks like Alicia Barlow's kind of shooken up underneath the basket there, and she got an elbow right to the face, it looks like, and she's going to come out, and they're going to fix her up. She's waving her hand like, I'm okay, but you can tell it's kind of shaking up a little bit, so she'll be fine. They grow them tough in Southeast Alaska. I think we know that. All right, so Aspen has the ball at the top of the key for the Craig Panthers, and she gets it over to Pia. Once again, we got Skylar Burnham came in for her, and the Haynes Glacier Bears are doing just a great job of keeping everybody out of the inside of that key. There's not going to be a lot of movement in there tonight, I don't think. Ball comes back out to Aspen. Aspen to Skylar. Skylar thought about shooting. She did not. They get the ball into the key, but now they're all trapped up in there and have to bring it back out. Skylar has the ball on the top of the three-point line again. They're trying hard to get it into their big guys, but they just can't seem to get it in there. They keep wanting to hit those three-pointers, but this defense has just been tight and really rough and rugged this early going of this game. Aspen wants to shoot over on the far side. She's trying to get the ball into her sister, but Autumn's just all over her, and they're not going to let that happen. So Aspen tries to drive, penetrate, to get the ball in. She draws the defense to her, but they miss. Another rebound for
Craig.
Who are we at? For Michaela. Michaela gets a rebound for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Kaylee puts a three-point shot up, misses it, and it goes long. And Aspen and Kaylee are the only ones down on the other end. Aspen puts it up, misses. Aspen tries to get the rebound, and Janae goes over the top and pushes it out, or Brittany goes over the top and pushes it out of bounds. So looks like it's going to be Craig Ball. It looks like Janae's coming back in for the Glacier Bears. So we've got that defense set up here. Craig brings ball into Pia. Pia's looking for the open man, and she gets it over to Skylar. Skylar over to Aspen. Aspen, again, trying to get into her sister, but Ashley and Autumn are really battling hard tonight, so it's going to be quite a battle underneath the boards, it looks like. Aspen's got the ball up on top. They finally get the ball into Aspen, but she just can't do anything about it, and Autumn just alders her shot so much she didn't block it, but she aldered it so much that she turned right around and got that rebound off the bottom of the iron. So Kaylee's got the ball at the top of the key, and she's got Pia all over her. She passes the ball over to Brittany. Brittany puts it up and scores. So it's now 6-4 with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter here. The Craig Panthers against the Haynes Glacier Bears. So there's a foul on number 4. So Brittany gets her first foul of the night. And I'm still not quite sure, Tulsi, there's no way she has 3 fouls because there's only 3 total fouls against the Glacier Bears, and one of them was just called on Brittany. So hopefully they'll sort that out, and because that could be really damaging at a certain point. Craig Panthers just turned the ball back over underneath the basket, and so it looks like the Haynes Glacier Bears will have an opportunity to tie this game or even go ahead with a good three-point shot. It's got 16 seconds to go in this quarter. Kaylee shoots it from the corner. No, misses. Autumn with the rebound. She pushes it back out to Brittany. Brittany puts it up. No good. Autumn wants to go again with 4 seconds to go. And the indication is Craig Ball as it goes out of bounds. Autumn got 3 good rebounds there. They just couldn't convert. So they're trying their darndest. Now Craig's trying 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, inside the key, shoots, up, misses. So at the end of the first quarter, the Craig Panthers are up 6-4 over the Haynes Glacier Bears, and it looks like this is going to be a low-scoring affair this evening. We'll go ahead and turn it over to the...
If you're trying to view this game on...